Hello, welcome to Holden Village. Today is July 2nd, 2001, and in the fireside room this afternoon is Rebecca Wee. Today's session number is WER2001-1 and is titled How Sensual the Lightnings Poured, the Natural World in Poetry. Let's listen in.
Let's begin. They do not tape beyond maybe the first 5 minutes of my speaking, so if you decide later on that you want to share something, it won't end up on a tape, so don't worry about that. I only made 15 sets, so if you don't have poems in front of you, sit near someone who does. It's not crucial that you'd be able to see them, but if you're a visual sort, you might like to see how they are on the page. I'm going to read them, so you will hear them. For those of you who are new, looks like most of you are, I'll explain a little bit what we're doing in here. My name is Rebecca Wee. I teach poetry at Augustana College, and this is the second week that I've been doing this here. And these workshops are really just for you to write poems, and probably for most of you, just the beginnings of poems. We're not critiquing or analyzing these like you may have done in English classes. I bring you poems that I will read so you can hear the sound and you can hear the cadence, and then I give you prompts, and you are to write. You do not have to show what you write to anybody. You don't have to share it, but I'll give a couple spots in the hour where if you would like to share something that you've written, it's really exciting. Usually what happens is someone out there will say, well, this isn't very good, but, and then read something quite wonderful. So happens every time. So I'm advocating what we call free writing, which is that after I give you a prompt, or at any point, if you feel yourself move, some idea comes into your head, you just start writing. When I give you a prompt, you just write and you don't worry about where you're breaking lines, you don't worry about spelling, you just keep writing. The idea is to keep your pen moving, even through blank spots. You know, you'll have those moments, you don't know what you're doing, and now you're out of ideas, and you just try to keep writing. I have nothing to say, I wish the time would pass. And you won't be content to stay in that state for very long, and usually something interesting will happen. So I just advise you not to stop writing, because that's when you sort of become paralyzed sometimes. So I'll tell you when to start, and I'll give you a stopping point. You may keep writing through the stopping point. In fact, please do. If something interesting is happening on the page, try to tune me out and just keep writing, because that's the thing that matters. Okay? So today, the title of the session was How Sensual the Lightnings Poured Stroke. And I took all these titles from poems. That's a line from a Mary Oliver poem. I've always loved it because it's hard to describe things like lightning, like the moon, like storms that people have been fascinated with forever and ever and write about, you know, the rose. So when somebody does it in a new way, and I thought, what an interesting way to describe certain kinds of lightning, the diagonal, the idea that it's a poured stroke is a really beautiful way to describe the lightning. So what we're going to do today is take a look at poems, some poems that I've pulled. They have to do with the natural world, and you're going to try to do some of your own versions, okay? So we'll start with, in your little packet, the one that has Meeting of Mavericks at the top. And do we need, is there someone who needs to look on? I think our front row, we've got...
We got an extra set that can use.
Somebody need one over there?
There are a couple.
I got two pieces of blank paper to write out. I don't know what ones are cool. I'm still...
All right.
Yeah.
Meeting of Mavericks in the Pine Woods is on the first one.
Okay.
And again, it's not necessary that you have them in front of you. You can just listen. Some people prefer just to listen. I like to see where the lines and the stanzas break, but if you're not visual that way. All right, Meeting of Mavericks. Milkweed grows by my fence. Don't ask me to pull it. Weeds were my friends in childhood, emerald explosions in the dull cinders of train track. green lace at the sleeves of our water trough. Eyes starved for color were well fed by fireweed, elbowing tin cans aside to take over the dump. I live in the city now, but claim kinship whenever the uncombed head of a dandelion pops up like a gopher in the midst of a groomed lawn, or a purple thistle, remembered from roadside ditches, looms insolent in an enclave of roses. Today, a prickly thing I don't know the name of is exploiting a crack in our sidewalk. I greet it as friend. Hello, I too like to challenge the fissures in my firmament, squeeze through sometimes, more often fracture my skull. My new acquaintance braces his spine along the crack and shouts, cement crumbles. I think tonight I will sneak out and water this one. All right, I'm going to read the Pine Woods, and then I'm going to give you some ideas of where you can start writing. Mary Oliver of the Pine Woods. This morning, two deer in the pine woods, in the 5 a.m. mist, in a silky agitation, went leaping down into the shadows of the bog, and together across the bog and up the hill and into the dense trees. But once, years ago, in some kind of rapturous mistake, the deer did not run away, but walked toward me and touched my hands. And I have been, ever since, separated from my old, comfortable life of experience and deduction. I have been, ever since, exalted. And even now, though I miss the world, I would not go back. I would not be anywhere else but stalled in the happiness of the miracle. Every morning, I stroll out into the fields. I believe in everything. I believe in anything. Even if the deer are wild again, I am still standing under the dark trees. They are still walking toward me. Okay. You want your piece of paper, you want your pen. What I'd like you to do, and you just go with first impulses, you don't overthink it, you don't stop and think maybe this isn't what I'm supposed to be doing, you just go. Your first impulses are often the true ones before you edit yourself away from them. So what I want you to do is describe with as much detail as you can something you've seen here at Holden, maybe you just arrived today, it doesn't matter, that's part of the natural world. And describe it, let somebody else who might read your poem if you ever showed it to anyone see it the way you saw it. This can be a grass blade, this can be a tree, this can be the moon last night, it can be absolutely anything, but you're gonna try to describe it as much detail as you can. Something from the natural world.
Do we describe this poem or just a word?
You just write. You can do a sort of, right now it can come out as long lines of text and later you can break it, but you can write it as prose if you want. But you're describing and you want details.